Broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital, Wrong Think Radio brings you the facts and analysis you need, devoid of liberal media bias. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio's Ride to Work. I'm Aaron Bierlein, your host, broadcasting from right next to the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. Now, there's a lot that we have to talk about in reality, but I think that really the easiest way to encapsulate this is the fact that the Democrats have basically sealed their defeat in 2020. And now allow me to explain that, because I know a lot of the rhetoric is always going to say that it's impossible. Oh my gosh, no. The Democrats, you know, they've got control of the media, they've got control of popular culture, they're just going to push and push and push and convince a bunch of people that they're the answer to all of their problems, and everybody hates Trump because the media says everybody hates Trump. But let me explain something to you. I want you guys to actually take a look and just imagine yourself as just everyday Americans right now. What is it that the Democrats are offering? There's no way that a reasonable person can look at the sudden impeachment inquiry that's going on over in the House Judicial Committee led by Jerry Nadler as anything more than just bullying. I don't know a real better way to say it. It's this anger and this rage that exists in the Democrat Party over the fact that they lost the 2016 election and they were embarrassed. Let's be honest. We're embarrassed. The Democrat Party's corruption, their absolute hatred for everyday American people was revealed, both through the emails that got leaked and just through basic statements that were said by the Democrat Party throughout the 2016 campaign. It's pretty evident that the everyday American is absolutely hated by the Washington elite and the Democrat Party. Then take a look at like the Kavanaugh hearings. This is actually a really big thing that affected a lot of people. There were a lot of people that saw the Kavanaugh hearings and really the original ones, just for a second, the original ones when Kavanaugh was going to be a Supreme Court justice. And a lot of people were very turned off by the Democrats there because you know what it is. They created this investigation. They were lies. They were made completely out of whole cloth. They were financed by the Democrat Party because the Democrats are terrified of having a conservative Supreme Court, because how else are they going to push through their communist agenda, their agenda that basically gives unilateral and total control over the American citizenry at the federal government level if there are conservatives on the Supreme Court? That's their big worry. But what a lot of people saw were obvious lies, obvious fabrications, and a 100% colluded effort with the Democrat Party into pushing these false accusations against Brett Kavanaugh in just a ridiculous hunting expedition by the Democrats to try to malign somebody, anybody. It doesn't really matter who it is. It doesn't matter if you personally like Brett Kavanaugh or any of the people targeted in these things. The point is that the Democrat Party will obsessively go out to destroy people for nothing more than political purposes. This isn't bringing up something that a person did that you think the American people would agree with. It's lying about something to try to make someone seem incapable. And people are disgusted by that. Cancel culture itself basically branched out from this. Let me rephrase that. It's really that this is cancel culture. It just happened to hit somebody on the political side. What are everyday Americans seeing? They're seeing people having themselves attacked on social media by liberals. Liberals going out trying to get people fired from their jobs, trying to basically malign people over a social media post and destroy their lives because they don't agree with them politically. Nobody sees this. Nobody sees these liberals going out and attacking people over tweets and things like that as some sort of method where they're trying to right some sort of societal wrong. That's not what's happening. Everybody knows that this is politically driven. And yes, there are people on the right doing it. And I'm sorry, it's not the same thing. Because the Democrats have been doing this for years. People have legitimately lost their jobs because some angry liberal went out and subjectively dug up something and got that person to lose their job. Why? Because they disagreed with them on the internet. Liberalism in America is showing itself as just being a group of angry hall monitors, people who are pissed off because they're not getting their way, and so they're going to stomp their feet and burn the world down because they're not getting their way. Now, the House Judiciary Committee had Corey Lewandowski in front of it yesterday, and there are a lot of the establishment conservatives that are going to just try to kind of roll their eyes because they don't like Corey Lewandowski. They don't like him because he's unpolished. He's kind of a jerk. And so what they want is the establishment conservative media seems to be obsessive over this idea that we're supposed to rise above the fray. Rising above the fray in Washington, D.C., in the current culture, the way that liberalism in America works, the way that progressives and the Democrats work, is grabbing your ankles and taking it. That's rising above the fray. That's what that means. For some weird reason, establishment conservatives in the media and elsewhere seem to be obsessed with this idea of just getting steamrolled by the Democrats, but saying, I had my principles. It's losing with grace. The establishment conservatives are obsessed with losing with grace as opposed to winning. And that's a huge problem in America right now. You still have presidential candidates for 2020 that think that Brett Kavanaugh needs to be impeached after this New York Times article, which has proven to be false. They're claiming that there was an assault when the supposed victim has no memory of it ever happening. But because a former Clinton lawyer said it happened, the New York Times ran with it. And in the book that the New York Times reporters were putting out, they admit that one of the witnesses for Blasey Ford was threatened into corroborating Blasey Ford's story. This is the Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrat Party will destroy you for disagreeing with them. They will levy charges against you, false charges against you for disagreeing with them. They will ruin your life if you don't comply. That's not going to work well with the American people. The Democrat Party are all of the evils of 1984, all of the crony capitalists that they claim to stand against, and all of the oligarchs they claim exist in Russia that are trying to uproot our democracy. They are every single thing that they accuse their opponents of being. And there's no way that regular Americans don't see it. The question is, for regular Americans, those people who don't pay attention to the news every day, those people who aren't critically thinking about what's going on in America, do you want your comedy to suck? Do you want boring Netflix documentaries to be the only thing that you can watch? Do you want to never laugh again? Do you want to never have something that challenges your thoughts again? Do you want to live in basically a police state that says what you can say, what kind of car you can drive, what light bulbs you can own, what food you can eat? All while they're teaching your children to hate you for who you are, to hate your country because of some past incidents. That's not the America anyone wants to live in, but it's the America the Democrats want to build, and that's the reason why the Democrats are going to lose. They've already shown that they are desperate going into 2020. They are willing to do awful and terrible things to try and win in 2020. And ultimately, they're taking their mask off and showing us what we've known they've been all along. And now we have plenty of examples to prove those points to those poor people on social media, in our offices, our neighbors, who told us that we were wrong about the evils of the Democrat Party. We can now point to all of these things: cancel culture, Kavanaugh, the impeachment inquiries, all of the investigations, the derangement on the left. We can point to and say, this is what we were talking about, but it's okay. You can leave. We will bring you in. We will show you a better way, and we cannot let these people win because they will destroy this country all for a bid for power. Don't forget to go over to youtube.com/wrongthinkradio and subscribe there. If you'd like to sponsor this program, go to subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio and you can help sponsor our program there. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.